8:49. It is Morning Line on KMBA for Monday. Danny Preston here, and KMBA keeping you in tune with our community. And one of the favorite places of mine to go to in our community, and probably yours too, is Cyrano's Playhouse. And we're so happy to welcome the producing artistic director from the Playhouse, Sandy Harper. Hi.
Hey, Danny. Good morning.
Haven't seen you for a while. How you been?
I've been great.
And you brought along a playwright extraordinaire.
Our resident playwright, Dick Rushman. we've done over 9 of his plays through the years.
Yeah, and there's a great one. Just finished a nice run. The audition, and that's going on the road though, Dick. Right.
Well, we got one more show. We're going to take the audition, which played at Cyrano's last month, to the Valdez Theater Conference, and it'll play there. June 9th, okay. A week from Monday.
Are you traveling with it?
Yeah, Okay. Yeah, well, I was going to the conference. It's a meeting place for all the theater folk in Alaska and elsewhere. Try to go every year if I can, or get in part of it anyway.
And who else, what's the target audience for the conference?
Well, the conference people come from all over to Valdez to read plays. So it's mainly a bunch of playwrights and a bunch of actors who come in to read them. So it's a chance for a playwright to hear his play read by actors. Then they'll have a discussion, and they'll meet the other playwrights. It's a conference for playwrights, and it's really quite simply that. We read new plays.
I was just going to say, in theaters also discover new plays. For example, I first heard The Winter Bear, the Genesis, at the conference, and we ultimately produced it. And today, Winter Bear is touring all over Alaska. You know, it was a play about addressing suicide issues of the native population, especially young people.
So are you going to go to Valdez and do some snooping?
I usually do that, and, you know, we usually have a main stage production. You know, it's one of the things that Cyrano's is noted for is new plays. We not only dig, but we nurture and cultivate new Alaskan playwrights as well as actors, directors, of course. And technical people.
Okay. And in order to keep that that great celebration of the arts going in our community, it takes some cash. So
yes, it does.
Like any nonprofit organization, I mean, you don't have to tell me that you know we need folks to chip in a little bit, and hence a big event that's coming up this week.
Yes, what a perfect segue. Although we do try to be cheap but creative and very resourceful, it does take money to run a theater and keep the lights on and not have to do the Two Musketeers instead of the Three Musketeers.
Right, 2.5 Musketeers.
And what we have coming up this Friday, June 6th at 7:30, I've been saying Cyrano's is moving to the pack, but we're only moving there for one night, and that's for this benefit. It's a Discovery Theater, and it's very special. It's a cabaret by Alan Rakens. He was the star of L.A. Law and Dharma and Greg, two very successful TV series. But he also was a friend of my husband, Jerry Harper, who was a fine actor and director. And Jerry was doing a play called McBird in Chicago in 1968. And it was a peace play, an anti-Vietnam play. It was Macbeth super transposed to the current political situation. And Jerry was McBird, he was LBJ, and Alan was a Robert Kennedy, Robert O'Dunk. And so they have a friendship from that time. He went on to TV fame, we went on to Alaska and established a very fine theater here.
And that's where you were able to get him to
yes.
Have you connected a lot over the years?
Not a lot, but, you know, the theater is in transition now. We want to generate revenue beyond our ticket sales. We want to be able to maybe professionalize, hire an artistic director. So far, it's been a community theater in the sense that we're volunteers. I'm a volunteer. We pay our actors and our artists a stipend, but it's a modest stipend. We'd like to compensate them more like that. More artists should be compensated for their work. And so we'd like to generate some more money and encourage people to give to the theater and support the theater.
So, Kat, the cabaret thing, what can folks expect?
Well, songs and stories, and it's kind of a story of Alan's journey through life. He started off at the Wharton School of Business. Then his real passion was theater, so he went to New York to be an actor. And one of the shows he did, there was a very famous cult play called Old Calcutta.
Oh, yeah.
And it was famous because it was, you know, half play, half music, all naked. So,
right.
So Alan in his early days did this sort of, wasn't exactly hair, but they were naked.
It was hugely controversial at the time.
Very controversial. Yeah.
I don't know if it would be now.
Yeah, probably
duo,
not.
Duo
oh, yeah,
poem. Do it at Cyrano's. Yeah.
But actually, there was one play that had frontal nudity at Cyrano's called 6 Degrees of Separation. It was a production, of once a year production. That was Anne Redding and I'm blanking on his name. He's acted at our theater so many times.
David
He's
Haynes.
Like an icon in our community.
David.
David Haynes. But anyway, as you know, we produce all year round continuously. A different play every month, which is also unique.
That's certainly one of my favorite places to go.
Oh, thank you,
okay.
Danny.
Okay, so now, Dick, you're going to be down in Valdez on Monday, but are you going to be hanging out at the fundraiser on Friday as well?
Yeah, I'll be there.
You're a traveling man.
Well, over to Valdez this every year, pretty go over and spend at least a few days, and this time I'll be there the whole week.
What do you have cooking up these days? Are you in the middle of writing anything else now? Or
well,
always in the middle of something, of course.
Yeah, I got a couple of projects that have been on the back burner. I don't know, see which ones are still alive right now. Kind of just finished one show, kind of a transition out of that and phase into something else at this
you
point.
You got to have a moment to breathe, a little catharsis.
Yeah, get a little air, look around, see a little Alaska, look at the snow on the mountains, fresh snow on the mountains.
I know.
He'll see old friends. You know, he's from Valdez.
Yeah. Okay. And
he was a radio guy in Valdez.
Yeah.
And in the early days, he auditioned for a show we did called Glengarry Glen Ross. He still lived in Valdez then, but he commuted. And that was quite amazing. That's quite a commute.
It is quite a commute. Okay, so the PAC this Friday, 7:30 is going to be the big fundraiser. And really, I guess that's pretty much for everybody. Anybody who supports the arts, anybody who has enjoyed the great work at Cyrano's over the year, and celebrating Jerry's legacy and all that you do for the community.
A fun way to support the theater.
Yeah.
And you know what else? We're also going to sell posters from the past.
Oh,
unique
really?
Costumes and props. You know, this can be the Halloween of your life, really. Unique costumes. Barbara LaValle, the famous illustrator artist, has designed a special poster in honor of our 22nd anniversary. So that will be there as well.
Oh, that's very cool. And is it going to be available for sale?
The LaValle?
Okay.
And then after the performance, we're going to have a post party over at Cyrano's, a little short walk from the pack. And you can mix and mingle and, you know, talk to Alan and also his accompanist, Shelley Markham, who's also a noted composer. In fact, he wrote the music to the play we're going to do in December. Every December we do a family-friendly holiday treat.
Right.
And this year it's going to be Alexander's Horrible, No Good, Terrible Day. And I'm moving to Australia. And it's hilarious, based on a famous book, kids' book.
Okay. Oh, we have something to look forward to for the holiday season. What's coming up next at Cyrano's?
Next at Cyrano's is Bob, A Life in 5 Acts. This is a laugh out loud comedy, and it's about a baby abandoned in the restroom of a fast food restaurant and the rest of his life.
Oh.
And his attempt to be a great man. Okay. But it's directed by Shelley Wanusnik.
That's literally rags to riches.
You're right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Hamburgers and steak, yeah.
Okay. All right, so for folks who need to, want to get information about, about anything about Cyrano's, but specifically all the ticket and information details about the big fundraiser coming up this Friday, go to the website or call.
Yes, advance tickets are available now at centertix.net online. You can call 263-ARTS, or you can buy them directly at the Performing Arts Center box office. You know that Cyrano's is Cyrano's off-center playhouse, and it's sort of a takeoff on the Alaska Center of the Performing Arts.
The off-center for the Performing Arts.
Yeah, and you know, our venue is actually the 1915 building. It's very historical.
And you can support that building and support Cyrano's by attending the fundraiser this
Friday.
Well,
we hope you do. It's really going to be a hoot. Okay.
Sandy Harper and Dick Reichman, thank you so much for joining us today on Morning Line. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And if you or your organization has information you'd like to share with our community, you can reach us by email. It's feedback@knba.org. The fax is 793-3536. Till tomorrow, have a great day. Be safe and hug the kids.